Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Another guest now for you, and Mary Doyle is her name. She discovered a passion for Scrabble on the high seas when she was in her 20s. She loved the game so much that she decided to play it competitively, and she continues to do so at 80 years of age. Scrabble has taken Mary Doyle all over the world. She's on the line now to tell us more. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Dermot. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Take us back to where and when and how did it all happen, this love for Scrabble?
Well, a long time ago, I worked on a ship and taking immigrants down to Australia. And in the recreation room, I think I might have been looking for a jigsaw or something, but I came across this game. Scrabble. Never heard of it before, never anything. But I opened it up and I could not believe, because I love crosswords. But this was just a complete revelation to me. I just couldn't believe it. And some of the other nurses on board, they played Scrabble too. One of the girls said to me that her mother and father played Scrabble every night before they went to bed. This was they were English nurses. Mm. I'd never heard of it in Ireland before. So I started to play, and eventually nobody could beat me. But we only had our own vocabulary, you know. It was just ordinary words, everyday words that we used, but I always got a good game.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Talk to me about life on these ships. I find that fascinating. So these were ships that I guess would be at sea for weeks upon weeks.
Well, it was a month down to Australia and a month back. And we made various stops. You know, we left Southampton. We went to, the first stop was the Canaries, Grand Canary. And the next one was Cape Town. And then across to Fremantle, the port of Perth. And then into Melbourne, Sydney. And then over to Auckland. And from Auckland to Fiji Islands, Suva, which is lovely.
Well, for many people...
And from there then... Pardon?
So I was going to say, for many people, Mary, the idea of spending 2 months on a ship, some people would go, oh, that sounds like bliss, I could just get away from it all. And other people are thinking, after 2 days of that, I'd be jumping overboard. How did you find it?
I loved it. And I loved... Eventually, when I saw all the ports that I visited, you know, that we visited... It didn't matter to me whether I went on ashore or not again, because I loved the sea. I just loved the sea. The longest trip, you know, between ports was 10 days, and I absolutely loved that. Go up on deck, see nothing around, only the sea, and a few islands here and there, Easter Island over in the Pacific or whatever, just see it in the distance. And I loved it, yeah, I did.
As a nurse, did you have much to do in the way of work?
Oh, we did. We had a fully equipped hospital, which three nurses worked in. I worked in main deck surgery, which is like a GP service, and ran the pharmacy. And, we had about over 2,000 on board, you know?
Yeah.
Like a floating village.
Yeah. It's amazing how stuck we are for hospitals these days, but you had one on a ship.
I know.
We couldn't move for the hospitals. So you start playing
yeah.
Scrabble. And I guess the passion starts to grow. When did you decide, I think I'd like to see if I can take on some other people other than the ones I'm stuck with on the boat for a couple of months?
Well, I didn't know that, you see, because for a good number of years, maybe 20 years, when I'd come home to Wexford, Ireland here, I'd play with my sister. She was the only one that I knew that played. I introduced her to it, and she loved it. Catherine loved it. And we used to play all the time when I'd come home, you know. But it wasn't until 1991, just after the Gulf War. I was working in the Middle East, and I decided I'd come home. So there was an ad in the paper here in Wexford looking to set up a Scrabble club, and I just couldn't believe it. And I thought, oh, yes, definitely. So after Christmas, January, we met in this person's house, Con Noonan and Mary Noonan, and they had come down from Dublin. And they had known all about competitive Scrabble. I didn't know anything about it, but they knew all about it because in Dublin, it had a very vibrant scene and they had the National on and they had different tournaments on in Dublin. We knew nothing about it in Mexico.
How does the tournament actually work? What happens when you sit down at the table?
Oh, well, you have a clock like a chess clock and you're timed. You get 25 minutes each person to play. And if you go over the time, you're penalised, you know.
Oh, well,
but
that,
you play your word and...
That's the toughest part, Mary, I think, because we've all played against that person, you know, who just takes hours. Like, you could go out and make a three-course meal by the time they've actually chosen their letters.
Well, most people now who use the clock or play in tournaments would be very familiar with the clocks and know, you know.
Okay, you're used to it.
It's like second nature to them. It's like playing chess, you know, you have your clock and that's it and you're timed and... Yeah.
And these competitions have taken you all over the world. Tell us about the Irish one. Is that's happening in Waterford?
The All-Ireland is happening in Waterford in 2 weeks' time, on the 4th and the 5th of September in Dooley's Hotel. And then we have another one before Christmas in Curraghclough on the Wexford here on the 29th and the 30th of November. I used to run that myself, that tournament, but I retired from it. John Cunningham has taken it over and he's doing a good job, yeah.
Do you have any favourite words before I let you go? Because it's nice to have a couple of them in the back pocket.
Oh, the words. Well, I did put tsunami down.
Tsunami?
Just before the disaster happened, yeah. And nobody in the club would believe that it was a word. And I said, I think it's something to do with the weather.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was.
Yeah, we all knew about it. Well, Mary, absolute pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the amazing work and best of luck in the All-Ireland Scrabble Championship taking place in Waterford City's Dooley's Hotel, 4th and 5th of October.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. I hope we get as many as we can and play Scrabble. Some people play Scrabble at home, you know, and they don't know about tournaments, so... Keep an eye out.
Yeah, although they'll be hoping they don't come up against you, Mary. You sound like a bit of a shark.
Not at all. I'm not. I'm very amateur compared to some of them. Some of the players are very good. Yeah.
Good on you. Lovely to talk. Have a great day, Mary.
Okay, thank you, Dermot. Bye-bye.
Mary is a touch of class, wasn't she? And message says, my mother, Moya Connolly on the Navan Road, turned 103 last month and still plays Scrabble every day and has been playing for years. She now plays with her children, grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. It has definitely helped her to keep her mind active. Well, there's lots of science about that, isn't it? I think it's so, so good for our brains to be doing that kind of thing. And if you're interested, Maeve says, perhaps you have fond memories of playing Scrabble as a child and would like to renew your interest or indeed learn the game from scratch. Come join our group in Castleknock Community Centre, Laurel Lodge in Dublin 15 on Monday afternoons. Thanks for that, Maeve.